NBD.
That'd be really funny to just hear the original version as you're walking into the kitchen, just like the grinder organ type thing.
But there has to be a guy kind of like doing the weird, like,
yeah, there's got to be a guy standing in there with the organ with like,
he has Parkinson's a little bit, not quite,
just standing in the corner like laughing a little.
I'm trying to remember,
looking at everyone, making awkward eye contact, smiling.
Small mustache. I remember small mustache. Bald.
Yes.
Cutie.
He was hot.
He was.
I'll put it out there. He was hot.
I'll vouch for him. As a woman, I can say that.
Pixel Dan hotness. Dan said it as a man anyway.
Pixel hotness. He had it going on.
You know, there are only so many pixels you can mess up.
Look at those. 64. Look at those polygons.
Real fine.
Okay. I feel like that's... This is a better moment to try to start episode 87. So thank you both for joining us. Katie Shea joining us for another episode.
Uh-huh.
And always appreciate your insight, since you usually have to play silent and quiet. And
I've gotten really good at it.
But we appreciate that you can shake that off for an evening for us.
Yeah, I can talk. I can speak my mind.
Yes.
Yeah, she can.
Type it to people on the internet.
Yeah.
And in tow with you tonight is Kelly. So thank you, Kelly, for joining us for episode 87, your first episode on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Woo! So the first thing that we usually try to do is to contextualize your being here. Do you do a lot of streaming, like video, audio, anything?
I do. I do a lot of Netflixing. I don't really watch TV anymore. Pretty much everything is internet.
Is it like you get on something and you binge, or do you have a lot of variety going on, or is it a lot of TV versus movies, or how do you use Netflix?
I'm one of those that starts a season and gets through like maybe two seasons and then gets distracted and goes to another show, and you know, every once in a while I'll throw in like a Netflix original movie or one of those thrillers that no one's heard of.
So is there something that you're watching currently as your new focus?
Yeah, I just started watching Arrested Development.
The new stuff, or like kind of starting from the beginning?
Starting from the beginning.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
Good, perfect.
All my friends have been like peer pressuring me to do it, and so I finally did, and I hated it at first. They're all such annoying people, but now I'm like in love with it. I can't stop watching it.
How far have you made it so far?
I am almost done with the first season.
Okay, so starting how long?
Getting into
ago?
The good stuff.
Like a week ago.
So it's not like a sit down, put out four, and then move on to something else. It's more like try to fit an episode in and
kind
of pace yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's healthy.
Less of the addiction style.
Yeah, that's not really me anymore. That was me with like The Walking Dead, but.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
Worth it, though.
Worth it, though. So worth it.
I think the writing for that one is more. Let's get on the next one, and then the next one, and the next one.
You just have to.
Arrested Development ends on joke endings where you're like, okay, I can kind of space this out for a second and a half to figure out what's going on next.
Yeah, I space it out, so I'm like a little happy at certain times of the day, you know? It's good.
So you're working toward making it to season four or whatever they're calling.
Is it four?
Whatever the new season is that was just released.
Yeah, yes I am.
Yep, it's four.
Okay. Yep.
I've also heard it's like pre-context for a movie they're also shooting, and I don't know.
Yep.
I haven't heard anything else about that. Yeah, I'm under the assumption that they're still going to make the movie.
Yeah. But
unless, like, after this talking with Netflix, they decide that they just want to continue it as a series, but that would kind of defeat the purpose of the style that they're doing it in.
Yeah. Exactly. So. And with that. As a tangent, quick, like, second and a half news story is, I guess, based on the success of House of Cards and Arrested Development Season 4 so far, over the next, like, fiscal year, they want to produce 16 original series.
Holy crap.
Which,
Well, I mean, are they going to produce? Are they going to do the thing where they kind of pilot it, produce it, and see which ones are going to succeed, or are they just going to make 16 full?
I think they're going like they're not going to do the Hulu Amazon Prime thing where they kind of put a bunch out there and thought, "Hey, who likes this?" and have people kind of weigh in, because for every single one of theirs, Lilyhammer seasons 1 and soon to be produced 2, House of Cards and Arrested Development, it was just, here's everything at once. Yeah. So they went for it.
And I think they know their viewership too, that people do tend to binge or like to have more to look forward to.
Oh, they can get the names in there. And I mean, there's the horror one with
Hemlock Grove.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
No.
That's how I feel.
I don't know. Do you hate Twilight?
Yeah.
Even though I also agree with you on hating Twilight, we can put the asterisks on there for anyone who likes Twilight.
Well, okay. If you like Twilight, you might like it, because it does come off as that more... Well, no. I know people who love Twilight and who hate this show. But I also know people who really like this show. But I think it just kind of depends on what you're... tastes are. It's really bizarre to me, and the things that I wanted to see go further in it didn't. And then they focused on like this whole werewolf thing, which I guess was the whole premise of the beginning, but then I wanted it to be something else and not a werewolf. I was like, please.
You didn't want to be that obvious.
Yeah, because they have this whole science aspect, well, quote unquote science aspect to the show, because they have like this whole basically genetically oriented company that's in the town.
Yeah. Oh, conveniently.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I didn't really bother. I watched about, I can't remember, 3 or 4 episodes, because I wanted to like it.
You made it that far.
My mom was watching it, and we were like, okay, maybe we'll like this. And no, I think I made it in 3 episodes. And I was just like, well, after the ending of this episode, I am done. Thanks. They tried to make it... Sorry for being loud there. Yeah, they tried to make it more like... They tried to play it off like it's more like American Horror Story, if you've ever seen any of that. But... And that's kind of... You can tell that's kind of what they're trying to do in the style of writing, but I don't buy it.
No, so. Eli Roth tried. We'll say that.
And failed, in my opinion.
So, one of the other news stories I was going to bring up also that I just attempted at is I just typed SpongeBob... into Netflix and got no search results, because SpongeBob SquarePants along with Dora the Explorer has been pulled from Netflix due to lack of viewership.
Which doesn't seem possible, because I'm pretty sure Molly and I watch SpongeBob at least twice a week off of Netflix.
Though, is it available on Hulu?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
It may be a trade-off situation, possibly. Hmm.
I forgot that I was the in-house SpongeBob expert. I need to brush up on my news. I'm sorry.
That does surprise me, though. They would pull SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dora, I know, like most articles I saw said that it was more so Dora that lacked the interest. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the kids who watch Dora the Explorer are not old enough to... afford a Netflix subscription.
Or know how to function it.
Yeah, at this point, if you have a Hulu Plus account, SpongeBob gives you 5 episodes from season 9.
No.
I don't know where we're at on seasons, so... yeah. So, yeah, that's gone, so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I watched it a bunch. I probably watched everything they had available, like, twice through. So
you made the lap.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, you know, they gave me the track, I ran 2 laps, and then it suddenly evaporated. Because that's a great analogy. That happens all the time in real life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wormhole. Ooh.
You're like, like that. That's what it was.
Panting like that after 2 laps. Come on, bro.
So I have one more story that isn't, like, well, I don't know how to categorize it, because it could be interesting, but it also sounds kind of It's that there have been a couple offers to purchase Hulu, and the offers have now exceeded $1 billion.
Okay. Wow.
And
who's buying?
DirecTV is confirmed at offering more than $1 billion. Jeez. And there are two other companies, but they haven't disclosed what those other two companies are. They just provided the list of everyone who's been interested so far, which is Yahoo has been interested, Time Warner Cable, and then a mess of private equity groups like the Charmin Group, KKR, and...
Wait, like the toilet paper brand?
No, it's actually a guy... No, it's...
I was hoping.
Yeah. I actually looked this up to be safe.
We're trying to get out of the toilet paper market.
You know what? Yeah, you know what they're trying to do is they're trying to promote televisions in the bathroom. Yep.
I will admit that I did set up a TV screen viewable from the bathroom because ADV told me to do it.
Yep.
But no, Chernin Group, or Chernin, I actually mispronounced it.
Are they Russian?
The Chernin Group is actually an investment company formed by a former News Corp president, so...
You would CNN only need,
and yeah, such.
Sorry. You would only need like three mirrors to watch TV in your bathroom.
Or just an open door and an open door.
Oh, yeah. You have the TV in your bedroom.
Yep. That's right. Yep.
All right.
So otherwise, KKR, Guggenheim Digital Media, Silver Lake Management, and the curveball in all of this is the William Morris Talent Agency. Also wants to invest at least $700 million into buying Hulu. So that's the thing. Huh. Like, I did some research on private equity firms and how it's just like a bunch
of... Like you
do. I want to make sure I understand what's going on because there are at least three private equity groups on the list. And with that, it's like, okay, well, what are they? It's a bunch of investors who... throw money at people who determine where their investments go, and they want to invest in companies so that the company itself gets a cut of whatever profits they get.
Mm.
As you know, it's just like buying stocks on a really extreme level.
Grand pyramid scheme. Okay.
And there are like three of them going at this, and then there's a talent agency, which Woo. I... Because
obviously, you know what they're going to use Hulu for is they're going to put like all
self-promote
of their,
everything.
Yeah, they're going to put like those digital resumes that a bunch of actors are doing now that all suck and make me laugh whenever I watch them on YouTube.
Like the solo Disney singing.
No, like if you look up like certain monologues, because I know that I've done that where I am poor and also don't have the time to buy the script that I want, so I go and look to see if I can find a monologue from a certain script online, and I'll just type in like monologue from whatever show by whatever person, and you can find YouTube videos of people doing these monologues, and apparently that's a thing now that people have like their little talent profiles on YouTube, which I guess kind of makes sense, but all the ones that I've seen have been far from golden, and I'm pretty sure that's because if you're on YouTube, it's because you don't have an agent.
Yeah, unless it's like a produce thing, which we've been pretty good at being focused on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Uh-huh. Totes.
So the other thing I was going to mention about the Hulu attempt sale is that they tried to sell it in 2011. And when I say they, I mean Comcast, News Corp, and Disney. So it's weird that a former president of News Corp is actually trying to buy this thing. But technically,
shenanigans.
It's actually only controlled by News Corp and Disney because when Comcast bought NBC, they had to not control Hulu.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the weird thing is that Time Warner wants in. So what control will they have as a cable company where it's like, okay, you have to sign in with your Time Warner account in order to get certain content or something bullshitty like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Unless they just like have some special vision for it that they want to take it in or Here's they hoping. Just totally want to F it up. But yeah,
less commercials, I just pictured, Hulu.
You said, what was it? News.
News Corp.
Yeah, News Corp wanted to buy it, and then you said someone who used to work for News Corp. You said News Corp wanted to sell it, right?
Yeah, News Corp wants to sell it, and there's a former News Corp president who wants to buy it.
So I just picture it being like News Corp's like, we want to sell Hulu, and this one guy's like, what? What? That's the only thing I like about this job. You know what? I'm going to buy it, guys. I'm going to buy it from you.
He stopped being president in 2009. So.
Shrug.
Close, but not quite.
Still going with us.
He's just bitter about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I love Hulu.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Katie, what are you watching right now?
I am watching Parks and Recreation. That's something that I never really got into. I'd seen a few episodes of, and I was like, I guess this is sort of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like, I could see this being funny occasionally, but now that I've actually gotten into it, it's really hilarious. I really enjoy it. More than I ever did The Office, in fact.
How far into it are you?
Season 3.5?
Well, no,
3.5.
I'm halfway through season 3, I think. Or more. I don't even know at this point. I've lost track. I binge. I haven't binged in a while. Normally, I get too distracted. Like, I'll watch two episodes, and I'll be like, I can't do it. I have to go and do a thing.
Be productive for a second and a half.
But with this, I've sat and watched as many as, like, 4 episodes in a row. And I'm like, I've been sitting here for 2 hours. What is my life? But yeah, I'm really not sure what episode I'm on anymore. I'm way far into it, though. I'm really enjoying it. I think that I'm coming to the point where Netflix is going to stop having seasons for me, and I'm going to have to scavenge the internet.
That's never fun.
Mm-mm. I mean, buy the show like an honest individual.
That too. That
yeah,
too. Which
that.
Is kind of hit and miss at this point.
But yeah, I mean, it's funny. I like it. So yeah, I did that. What else have I been watching?
We burned through Arrested Development season 4 in 2 nights.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which I was going to mention kind of, and at the same time kind of leave a little bit out at the same time, because I know that for a couple episodes, there'll be plenty of viewpoints on Arrested Development. So, I mean, if you have an alternate one that has been not posed yet, feel free. Yeah.
I mean, I think Adam and I agreed on it, so his viewpoint last week, was it? Yeah.
Was
pretty accurate that I don't think it's as good as the initial seasons, but I appreciate it for what it is. And I think what they were saying about it was that it got a lot of critics were like, boo, but the fans were all about it.
Right. And then at this point, I think like Netflix isn't releasing the number of views they've received so far for that new season, which I can understand that they'd want to be restrictive so that like if it's a low number, but you think they'd be boastful if it was sizable in any way.
Yeah,
I agree.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I still don't. I don't quite know what to think about it. I kind of am thinking about watching it through again because when we were on our last night of binging through it, my friends Molly and Rachel came over who had binged through it in one night.
Oof.
And they were willing to watch it again with us, and they said that they were picking up all sorts of things that they hadn't noticed the first time through.
And that's kind of like the style of the writing is there's so much going on. There's a little bit in the background that's just visual. There's no actual acknowledgement of it at the same time. So.
Yeah, and there are all those little Easter eggs in there that you can find on the internet.
Exactly.
And then you watch it again, and you're like, oh yeah!
Like,
awesome.
It's like in Psych, how they have the pineapple in every episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I enjoyed it for what it was. I'm annoyed by adult Michael Cera. I just don't like him.
I haven't liked him for a while, and
I don't get it. Kind of like how everyone had that Shia LaBeouf phase where they were like, oh my god, I love him, he's so hot. And I was like, no, he's Lewis Stevens.
Yes.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Or from a male perspective, he is ugly.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're really classifying who's hot and who's not tonight.
Oh, no. There is a line, and we have crossed it many a time.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, I wasn't going to mention this before, but did anyone else hear the recent Michael Douglas news?
No.
This is getting into, like, dirty celebrity stuff, but at the same time, it's so stupid that it's fantastic. I believe Michael Douglas claims that he has recently found that he has cancer.
Oh.
He has cancer. Oh. Which is not funny, but at the same time, it's more so what he blames his cancer upon.
Shia LaBeouf?
No oral sex.
All right.
And that's the response I wanted. That just like that'd be amazing. Like, there's no other way to say this.
Can you elaborate on that a little more?
I'm
Michael Douglas, yeah. And I had too much of it.
Here's a headline.
Clearly,
from
his life motto.
Yes.
Here is the headline that the Huffington Post published on June 2nd. Michael Douglas's throat cancer caused by oral sex virus, not smoking or drinking.
Oh. By him performing the oral sex or by him
performing? Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, No. He doesn't want to scare women away from that area.
Oh, okay.
You know what it is? Well, it's all a big ruse so that he doesn't have to go down on women anymore.
It's Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That's what it is. I love Catherine Zeta-Jones.
So she's gotten he's gotten sick of the scenery, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know what, Catherine? Never blow him again. Don't do it.
So I'll just give you one line of this article.
I can't go down there tonight, honey. I have Michael, cancer.
What? You gave me cancer.
Michael Douglas's spokesman, Alan Bury, has released a statement explaining that the actor was just saying that oral sex can cause cancer.
No.
Not that it necessarily led to his diagnosis.
No.
So, his statement on how that is how that what caused his throat cancer is up in the air, I guess. But
then he's doing it wrong. You're not supposed to have a cigarette while you're doing it.
Every time.
Well, every time, yeah. I understand. We can't be French all the time.
Maybe it did, because in order to do it, he had to drink heavily, and that's what caused his cancer, so that's why he's blaming.
But he's the old one.
Uh-huh.
Of the two.
Okay.
Michael Douglas.
Yep.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Hot.
So he has to drink in order to work that out.
Okay, I don't care how hot she is. He probably just doesn't like to do that very much. But she does, and so he did. And he was like, you know what? I'll just tell myself that it's this other thing, but I have to drink a lot first.
What an embarrassing story for her, though.
Yeah, right?
Just being like, oh, yeah.
Sorry, Catherine Zeta-Jones, you're done.
Your lady garden gave your husband cancer.
How do you feel about that? Say?
And she's just like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Cancer in Zeta-Jones.
Oh.
It might just be her. You know, maybe there's something. Catherine Zeta-Jones
causes cancer.
Because I feel like she doesn't age either. She has been the same for such a long time.
You know what she does is, like, all of her cells don't age. She just stays the same. So then all of the cell growth has to go somewhere. So then it goes to someone else. And that's what cancer is.
She's like a conjoined twin that she
excrudes.
But in the form of a disease to other people.
Called cancer.
Through her vagina, I guess. So.
She gives birth to cancer.
And that's how that works.
Science.
And that's how you make babies of cancer.
Well, babies kind of are cancer, because if you think about
whoa.
All right.
I agree, but I wanted to make that reaction first to make sure it didn't sound too weird.
No, you know, because cancer is just abnormal cell growth. And
Babies are
I can't complete that.
Rapid to sell. Yes.
Yeah.
Cell
it's out
division.
Of control.
Oh my goodness.
Babies.
You're onto something.
Yep.
We are all made of cancer.
Babies are actually just cancer.
That seems like something that'll end up on the front of like National Enquirer or something. You know, we are all
babies
cancer.
Are cancer.
Babies
well,
are
I'm
going to regret many things that I've said on this show. I'm sure if I ever actually make it as an actress of any sort, they're going to like dig up all this dirt. And they're like, Katie J. Robertson says babies are cancer.
I'm glad that you friend that up for yourself so they can be a soundbite. Yeah.
Just in case you missed that, Katie will spell it out for you. How she feels about babies.
Babies are cancer. I love them. They are cancer. You're cancer. She's cancer. Mom's cancer.
Wow.
This is a good time for us to take a quick break. And then we'll be back. We'll be back with Movie Bluff. Hello, Buffering listeners. Thank you for making it to the midway point of episode 87, which Adam and I taped on June 4th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio with our guests Kelly Meschke and Katie Shea Robertson. You've heard the conversation, sorry, it kind of got a little poppy and crazy at the end there. But you could tell we were having a really great time, and you can even hear more of that conversation if you go to bufferingpodcast.com and go check out the bonus tracks for this episode. We have Mic Check available. We also have the Midway Point. And then we actually have a bonus Mic Check because we just kept going right before the show started. So definitely check all those out. BufferingPodcast.com. You can also find articles that we're writing, photos of our guests. You can see Kelly and Katie Shea and a lot of our other guests when I did remember to take the photos. Articles we're writing, like Adam's doing his YouTube roundup list each week, so check that out, and reviews of things as we complete them. So check that out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. iTunes, just search for Buffering, or my name, Adam's name, any of our guests' names. For Stitcher, it's stitcher.com or the App Store of whatever your mobile device is, and search for Stitcher, then search for Buffering, and you can check out the latest episode of the Buffering Podcast. And you can also find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast. Facebook, it's facebook.com/Buffering Podcast. For both of those, get updates about the show, upcoming guests, photos, bonus track notifications, all that fun stuff. Follow us, like us, we love you. Thank you for listening. Here is the adapted version of Movie Bluff. Enjoy.
Okay, let's try out our buzzers. Dan.
Pants.
Katie. Kelly.
Meow.
Kelly.
Meow.
Katie.
Wah.
Dan.
Pants.
Perfect. Okay, so to begin this evening's...
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Pants. Okay. All right.
He was touching his pants to remind himself of what his sport was.
Dan's ready. Okay. So, let's begin this evening with something that I think you all may have seen and will lead other places. And I'm looking at it right now. Fantastic Mr. Fox cast.
Meow.
Pants.
Oh, I heard.
Such a meow.
Kelly.
George Clooney.
Okay. Movie.
What pants.
Dan.
Up in the Air.
Okay. Movie.
What?
Katie.
The Descendants.
Cast.
Oh, what is that guy's name? The guy who killed her.
Katie.
Matthew Lillard.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Oh shit, what's it called? It's She's All That.
Cast.
What?
Katie.
Oh crap. Oh no, I know this. Damn it. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Movie.
Wah-wah.
Pants.
Katie.
Scooby Doo.
Cast.
Wah-wah.
Katie.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Seth Green.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Austin Powers.
Cast.
Meow. Pants.
Oh, that's Kelly.
Oh. Oh my god, what's his name? He plays like everything. You guys, I know this one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's damn it. Shoot. I mean,
spit something out.
I know his name. It's Michael something, maybe.
Oh, time is up.
Okay, my bad.
Okay.
Pants.
Oh.
Dan.
Mike Myers.
Oh, I almost had it.
So close.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Who was in that movie? Oh my god. I'll take the hit. I can't remember.
That was Kelly.
Wait, any of the Austin Powers movies?
No, it's just the first
one.
Oh, I don't know this one then. Pass.
Womp womp.
Katie?
Heather Graham.
Okay. And movie?
One, and she's in the second one.
That's right. She's in The Spy Who Shagged Me. I forgot that was not the first one.
I was trying to think of the woman who's in the first one whose name escapes me.
I don't really...
She was the woman that bedazzled, what's her name? She was an Ed TV.
One who there was like all the robots of. Was that it, or was that something else?
No, I don't know. She was a robot in the second one.
Yeah,
but in the first one, she was.
I don't know.
I can picture
no
her.
No idea.
Well, thus concludes the first
round. I'll look it up while you're
regardless. So, okay. So with our point totals here and negative points figured in, Dan, you are at 5.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah,
there you go.
Her.
That's the one.
Thank you.
Katie, you're at 3. And Kelly, you're at -1.
All right. Yeah. Work it, girl. Uh-huh.
So, still anyone's game.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Switching it back. Okay.
And... Oh, we were talking about this actor on the way here.
Oh, no.
Isolating Dan. All right.
But
that's okay. He'll
Dan, you still have a fair shot at this one.
True.
So we're going to do movies that have involved Jim Carrey.
Pants.
Whoa.
That's Katie.
I heard Katie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Bruce Almighty.
Okay. And movie?
Yeah. Pants.
Katie?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Movie?
Yeah. Pants.
Whoa.
That was Kelly.
Yeah, that was Kelly.
Yes, man.
Okay. Cast?
Meow. Yeah.
Kelly?
Zoe Deschanel.
Movie?
Pants.
Dan?
Elf.
Ooh.
Cast?
Pants.
Dan?
Will Ferrell.
Movie?
Pants.
Dan?
For fun, Saturday Night Live.
Cast.
Pants.
That's Kelly.
Andy Samberg.
All right. Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Cast.
Meow.
Kelly.
Oh, what's his name? Oh my gosh. I keep meowing before I know.
That's a safe bet, usually.
Sometimes. Is it either Isla Fisher or Amy Adams? Which one is it? They both look the same. They're both the same person.
Say one.
Knock it in.
Isla Fisher.
Cast. Or, sorry. We're going to go movie. Sorry.
Pants.
Dan.
Wedding Crashers.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Vince Vaughn.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Interns.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Oh my god, I just forgot his name. Motherfucker. why can't I think of his name? I'll take the hit, but
all right.
Broken Nose.
Anyone else can buzz in.
Wait, Broken Nose? Like
womp womp.
Katie.
Owen Wilson.
Thank you.
Dang it, that's what I thought.
Movie.
Meow. Womp womp.
Katie.
Night at the Museum.
Cast.
Meow. Pants.
Kelly.
Ben Stiller.
All right. Movie?
Pants.
Ooh. I'm going to give that to Katie.
Zoolander.
Cast.
Pants.
Katie.
David Bowie.
Yes.
Movie.
Kelly. Labyrinth.
Then where do we go?
No. There's an answer here.
I know there is.
Cast.
Pants.
Katie.
Jim Henson.
Boo.
Movie.
Jim Henson wasn't in the movie.
Did he play one of the puppety characters?
Brian Henson.
Damn it!
Really?
Yes.
Look that up.
Wow.
I believe that Jim Henson was totally a part of that.
Oh my. Okay.
Look it up.
Is Jim Henson Company? Brian Henson was one of the main puppeteers on Ogle.
I feel
among
like Jim
others.
Henson puppeteered one at least. Look it up.
He may have been dead by then. Jim GN. There he is. Because I remember he produced it because I watched the documentary on it. Okay, so cast. David Bowie, Jennifer... I won't say anything because there are a couple answers in here. Oh, there's Brian Henson, who I mentioned.
Yes.
Really? Holy shit.
Were there
what?
A lot of...
Stop being impressed by who was in that movie and
sorry.
Tell me the answer.
I'm still scrolling. I'm giving you like one character performance maybe, which he does not have at all.
Oh,
it's okay.
My.
You were close. You tried.
So were you impressed by names that you saw?
Well, yeah, a couple.
We're at the end of the round now.
Well, I was going to say Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, yeah.
Is my answer.
Yeah.
And then say
whatever,
Requiem for a Dream.
Right. But...
And then keep going with that to try to keep getting more points. It was, I saw Warwick Davis on here, Kenny Baker as well.
Oh, okay.
It's just, you know.
Cool.
Not big people. Is it,
Jim Henson's spirit was in that movie.
No, it's like I said, Brian Henson
is
Hoggle. I said Hoggle.
The creepy one.
And then Frank Oz would have been a safe bet, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I should have done.
Okay. So for the end of that round, Dan, you're at 11. Katie, you're at 8. And Kelly, you are at 5.
Positive points. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yep.
You dug yourself out.
Yeah,
I
you made an excellent comeback.
Started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
So, yes, this has been a very close game. All right. So let's take this in another direction a bit. And a topic of some discussion. Movies where we have seen Angelina Jolie.
Pants.
Dan.
Tomb Raider.
Movie.
Pants.
Oh, I forgot.
Dan.
Girl Interrupted.
Movie.
Pants.
Ooh. Kelly.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Cast.
Pants. Wah.
Dan.
Brad Pitt.
Movie.
Wah. Pants.
That's Katie.
Interview with the Vampire.
Cast.
Pants. Wah.
Dan.
Tom Cruise.
I hate my buzzer now.
Movie.
Meow.
Katie. Or I mean Kelly.
Mission
sorry.
Impossible.
Pants. Okay. You didn't say anything. I'm sorry. I'm so ready.
Negative
I
point.
Said nothing, and for that I'm going to say movie.
Wait, who are
Pants.
Oh right.
Dan.
Tom Cruise still.
Dan.
I'm sorry. I will
stalling.
Yeah, I am. War of the Worlds. Why not?
Movie.
Still on Tom Cruise?
Yes. Yep.
What?
Katie.
Jerry Maguire.
Movie.
What?
Katie.
Tropic Thunder.
Movie.
Ooh.
My brain.
Okay, what? So I'll...
He's been in lots of things. Katie.
Risky Business.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
Ghost Protocol.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Oh my god, his name just left me. I can't get it. I can picture him, but I won't get him. I rescind. I lose a point. I get it.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, it's gonna bug me.
Anyone else buzzing in?
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
That's what I'm trying to
figure. Oh my god.
I know it.
wait.
I like your thinking sounds.
Yeah, thanks.
5 second count.
I know his name. I know his face. Can I like...
Oh! Damn it! Damn it! Can I bug
Simon again? Pegg.
Damn it! Oh, I hate you.
All right. Movie.
What? Pants.
Katie.
Shaun of the Dead.
Cast.
Is that his name?
I'm going to make sure on that one.
What?
Katie.
Danny Boyle.
Movie.
What?
Yeah?
Danny Boyle's a director.
I don't know. It's
Danny Boyle's
Danny something in Hot Fuzz.
Danny Boyle is the director of the opening ceremonies of the London Olympics.
What is his name? I swear that it's similar to that. Who plays his best friend?
Nick Frost.
Or not at all. Yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking or where my head is.
I got a point stolen back. Made up for my.
Do you win a point if you shenanigan someone?
Yes.
Okay. If you properly shenanigan someone.
Yeah. Otherwise, you lose a point for shenanigans.
That makes up my not remembering Simon Pegg's name. I was like, there's his face.
And then you took it back. Damn it. I had to go for it because no one else was. And I was like, I'm going to try because then I can go to Hot Fuzz.
I remembered it.
I'll be safe.
The last second.
Nick Frost.
Okay. And so now. Yep. Dan, you're at 18. Katie, you're at 13. Kelly, you are at 7.
Yes.
So, moving on. Let's go with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Pants. What?
Dan.
Entrapment.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Sean Connery.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Goldfinger.
Movie.
What? Pants.
Katie.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade.
Cast.
What? Pants.
Katie.
I think Dan had that one.
No, you did.
Okay. Harrison Ford.
All right. Movie.
Pants.
Kelly.
Star Wars.
Which one?
Oh, episode 4.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Mark Hamill.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Oh my god, I just saw his name. And I will... I give up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I tried. No. You could have said...
I was going to say Warwick Davis, but that was wrong, so I knew.
It's
the... Oh, goddamn it, I just figured it out.
The table is open.
What?
Katie?
Carrie Fisher.
Movie?
Pants.
Dan.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Kevin Smith.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Clerks.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Mallrats.
Cast.
What?
Pants.
Katie.
Ben Affleck.
Movie.
Pants. What?
Kelly.
The new one. Zero Dark 30.
Movie.
What?
Katie.
Goodwill Hunting.
Cast.
Pants.
What?
Dan.
Robin Williams.
Movie.
Pants.
Ooh, Kelly.
Patch Adams.
Movie.
Pants. What?
Dan.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, my. Movie.
What?
Kelly.
Hook.
Ooh, cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Dustin Hoffman.
Was he in that one?
He's Hook.
Movie.
Oh,
pants.
Dan.
The Graduate.
Movie.
Pants.
Oh.
Dan.
The Holiday.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Jack Black.
Cast again. Meow. Kelly.
Just kidding. I meowed too early.
Oh.
Sorry. You can.
Pants.
Do you have an answer for it?
Though? Oh, wait. Isn't
The Holiday.
Kate. Oh, my God. Kate wins in Titanic. Titanic girl. Does that work? I am so bad at names.
Kate.
Will Winston. Kate Winston. Winston, I guess.
Movie?
What?
One and a...
No, I already said went. It was already passed.
Katie.
Okay, I don't know what Kate Winston has been
in. I know, it's Kate Winslet, but I'm going to let it slide because I want to go with it.
Thank you.
So I said went.
Kelly, you get that point, by the way.
I said went. I said.
She said went.
Yeah. Okay, it's been long enough, so I'm going to go back to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Cass.
Hands.
Katie, edged.
Oh, no. Crap. No, I just forgot his name. Why? Elijah Wood.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Paris Jatem.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Movie.
What? Pants.
Katie by a bit.
Donnie Darko.
Cast.
Pants. What?
Kelly.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Movie.
Pants.
Oh my gosh. That was Dan.
Jarhead.
Cast.
I don't know.
You killed it.
That was the goal.
Check.
Okay. That was it.
Yeah.
So, wow.
I hate you, Dan.
That was a pretty intense round. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Let's see.
Gentlemen,
checking later. Time. Okay. We're doing well. Maybe we can do one more, I think. Possibly.
You guys are challenging my math skills right now.
I gotta Banker. Catch up on my movies to play this game.
No, you're good.
Working on it. I got like a solid 8 points at least, I think.
It's more about, at this point, just like attaching names to faces.
That's the hardest part for me. Mm-hmm. I know everybody's face, but I can't.
Like faces pop up immediately, but I don't want to buzz until I have a name.
Yeah, names are so hard.
Second delay.
Okay, so Dan is at 36. Katie is at 21, and Kelly's at 12.
Good Lord. I wish I could just beam you the image of what I'm thinking of. Yeah, I understand. What
baby communication devices.
Yeah. Like baby communication. I need one of those, you guys. I need that so bad.
Telepathy would make for a faster gameplay, but a little bit worse.
It hurt our brains. Yeah. I
feel like we'd end up headbutting each other or something.
Maybe.
Don't think. Boom.
We'd all have to stand with our brains like 2 inches away from each other and stuff. I don't know.
Isn't
what?
What?
Wait, what?
Like, plus then you'd have to hear all my thoughts down about babies being cancer.
Like, oh yeah.
All those
cancer babies.
I'd get really good at mental blocking people.
Anyway,
you're receiving a call from Katie. Hang up.
You cannot hang up.
Yes. Stroke your right temple to hang up. Well, let's go back a little bit and just kind of blow things wide open and say Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Fight Club.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan.
Edward Norton.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Rounders.
Movie.
Pants. Pants.
Dan.
That'll be, oh my god, Matt Damon.
I said movie.
You
said movie? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, played by Edward Norton.
I'm sorry, The Illusionist.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cast.
Meow.
Kelly?
And Jessica Biel in that one. Am I thinking of the wrong one?
Movie.
Meow.
Kelly.
Valentine's Day.
Movie.
Jessica Biel.
Pants.
Dan.
Julia Roberts.
Movie. What?
That's movie.
You say movie?
Yeah, wait. I said movie again.
I'm not paying attention anymore.
Can I save a TV show for a movie?
Yes.
Meow.
Okay. Yep, I'm going to give it to Kelly.
Oh, okay. Seventh Heaven.
Holy crap.
Way back in the day.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Movie again.
What?
Katie.
Honey.
Cast.
No.
Kelly.
The hot one. Jessica Alba.
Okay. Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Fantastic. Wait, you said cast?
No, I said movie.
Thank God, Fantastic Four. I was worried. I want to make sure this time.
All right, so cast.
The hell if I know.
Captain America is in that movie.
What?
Oh, sorry if I gave that one away.
Katie.
Chris Evans.
Yep, Chris Evans.
Movie.
No. Pants.
Kelly.
The Avengers.
Cast.
No.
Kelly.
Robert Downey Jr.
Movie.
No. Pants.
Kelly.
Iron Man.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
There you go. Cast.
What? Pants.
Katie.
Jude Law.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Repo Man.
True.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
The Holiday.
Movie.
What?
Katie.
That's the weirdest one. Moulin Rouge.
Cast.
Pants. What?
Dan.
Ewan McGregor.
Movie.
Pants.
Dan.
Star Wars Episode 1.
Cast.
Pants.
Dan. Please say who I want you to say.
Okay, you know, I'll say Keira Knightley.
Movie.
Yeah.
Kelly.
V for Vendetta.
Cast.
What?
Well?
Katie.
Wait, we just said Natalie Portman, didn't we?
No, I said Keira Knightley.
Oh! No one whopped me.
You were wrong.
She wasn't
in Natalie Portman. You buzzed in.
You didn't want me.
Yeah, I buzzed in.
You buzzed
in.
I was like, okay, I can't do it then.
They're generally the same person.
There was no one on
that. I thought there was something else.
Wow.
Anyway.
You.
Whatever. I said Natalie Portman.
Okay.
My B.
Cast. Katie.
Wait, it's B for Vendetta. Now I fucked myself.
Yep.
God damn it. I was too excited because he was actually calling on me.
God damn it.
I concede.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
yeah. All
that
right.
was just
well,
a
that's,
big mess.
That's a good stopping
that
point.
That was a mess.
And
you could have said the actor who played V, which was Hugo Weaving.
No, I wouldn't have.
No.
Okay, then. So, we're getting there. So I'll give you totals. That'll be the end of the game for this evening. Well played, everyone. So, Dan. Okay. I'm going to read it all dramatically, of course. So,
bum, bum, bum.
Whatever, Dan won.
Wait a minute.
Is that a drum roll?
Okay.
That's a pretty crabby one, actually.
I got it. All right. So, Kelly came in third with 21 points.
All right. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you for that.
Katie came in second with an impressive 25 points.
Nice.
And with a grand total of 46 points, Dan wins the game for this evening.
I wanted to see what it's like.
Self-deprecating.
I thought that was cows at first, like moo,
moo, moo. The cows love you, Dan.
They're cheering for you.
There you go.
All right, so
that worked.
You don't have the booty for that cat call.
Big.
I thought we've already been over this.
Love you.
So
pretty sure I do.
Anyway,
pretty sure I do.
Nope.
Yeah.
So Katie, since you had the most points of a non-host, what would you like to tell us about that's going on that you know about that you're either a part of or are aware of that's going on in the cities that is interesting and you want to promote?
I could say... did I delete this? I don't think I did. Just a sec. Oh, there it is. Okay. On Saturday, June 2nd, the Guthrie is having their 50th anniversary business, which...
June 2nd? Because that's yesterday.
June 22nd.
22nd.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought I said that. Okay. June 22nd, they have their 50th anniversary, which you can pay hundreds of dollars to get a nice dinner and after hours cocktail thing, and you can see Whoopi Goldberg and several other, I guess, kind of notable people who I don't really know that well, in the little gala performance that they're doing, which I don't really know all that much about. But otherwise, afterwards, there is a dance party from like 9:30 onward. And tickets are $25, but mostly I want to go just to see if Whoopi's going to be at the dance party portion, because if I can get my groove on with Whoopi Goldberg, I'm going to do it.
That'd be pretty amazing.
Yep, that'd be a story for the grandkids. Also, I would like to say that I am not Beyonce. contrary to popular belief, I'm sure, amongst you listeners. Other than that, Rumors is still a way out, the show that I'll be a part of at Normandale this summer, so I don't really feel like promoting it because I don't have a show date yet. So, yeah.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie_Shay, CAITY_SHEA.
Excellent.
Yes.
Kelly, what do you have that you'd like to share?
To promote? Yeah. I just moved back here, actually. I haven't lived here in 2 years. So if anyone has anything for me to go to do, that would be great. Do I need to Twitter myself?
If you have an app, Twitter.
I do have a Twitter. It's a little less namey than Katie's. It's stiletto, but the O is a zero. Hippie. And that's all it is. Oh. Okay. So, you know, tweet at me. Send me weird messages.
There you go.
I dig it.
Very cool.
Adam, how about you?
All right. I thought I had a thing. Oh, yeah. Well, this week, I've mentioned it before on the podcast as one of the things that I would like to share. Basically, I'm talking about my weekly video picks. And for this week, the number one video is going to be Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
Oh God!
So even if you're not familiar with the show, it's still hilarious just for the sake of how silly it is.
But I would say that if you're not familiar with the show, even a little bit, then it's probably a waste of time.
No.
Yeah.
It really.
You need to know just the premise of what Dragon Ball Z is. So I guess if you don't know, go Wikipedia that real fast, so that you understand why it's funny.
I can tell you what Dragon Ball Z is about. It's about people fighting and aliens fighting and
collecting Dragon Balls,
going
in order to revive their dead friends.
Yes. So now you know everything you need to know.
Bada boom.
To enjoy the abridged, humorous version. And you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM, with my name there being Adman7. And Dan, what do you have?
Two things. If you go to a Twins game at Target Field anytime soon, do not get the it's the State Fair sampler at the Town Ball Tavern. Makes you sick, by the way.
Oh, dear.
Ew. Oh, my.
Honorary mention. Other than that, I know that Emily has a debut performance with her band Anarchists Are Better Lovers at the Driftwood Char Bar in Minneapolis at 4415 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis. And I believe the gig is on June 12th at about 9 p.m. There are a couple bands playing, Big Bad, Anarchists Are Better Lovers, and Chance NC's. So Driftwood Char Bar on Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis. Check that out on June 12th. I don't think I have anything else other than you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, Whelan. So Kelly, Katie, thank you for joining us for episode 87.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And we will see everybody next week for episode 88.
Good night.
Bye-bye.